So here's my poll for you. Is a bee, you know, is a bee?
Pollinator.
More and more bee? Important to, because of the decline of the bee population.
Can a bee be a fish?
Huh?
What? Yes or no? There's no, I'm not sure in this poll. Can a bee
no.
be a fish?
I would see them sitting on the surface. I don't see them going beneath the surface.
No. They have to have gills.
You would say no. A California court has ruled that bees
California.
Legally can be considered fish under specific circumstances.
All right. What are those circumstances?
Well, it's raining.
Here you go. This is actually California's third district court of appeal. This actually was an appealed ruling. They overturned an earlier judgment. An earlier judgment in a California court said a bee could not be a fish. This all has to do with the California Endangered Species Act.
I see.
So, several public interest groups, going back to 2018, petitioned to list four species of bumblebees as endangered species. They were concerned, what David mentioned. And
that I understand.
There had been questions, you know, protecting.
Right. Yeah.
That was 2018. 2 years later, in 2020, the Sacramento County Superior Court found that the invertebrate listing in the definition of fish referred only to marine, not insects. So they said, no, a bee cannot be a fish.
Right.
According well, I would
to,
agree.
Yes. That was 2020. Here we are in 2022, and just a few weeks ago, I'm hearing about this story. That's where the appeals court is overruled, finding fish can indeed include bumblebees, at least for the sake of the California Endangered Species Act. Although this is the court's ruling. Although the term fish is commonly understood to refer to aquatic species, the term of art employed by the legislature in the definition of fish in Section 45 is not so limited. Oh, I see. The legislature got involved. So this means that bumblebees can now be eligible for listing under the California Endangered Species Act in the fish category.
All right. Well, hey, one way or another, at least they are protected, and that's okay. That is okay.
Only in California.
That is okay. Can't be as nutty as West Virginia. Cannot be as nutty as West Virginia or Alabama or Mississippi.
Any other states?
Or Florida. Florida, I'm sorry. That's the number one nutty state, Florida.
I thought for sure you'd put Ohio first.
Boy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right, Charlie. All right. I stand corrected. Right.
That's okay. That's okay. If you're a nutty state, you know who you are and you know why. So
bottom line is it just sounds like they just found a way to make sure that they are protected.
And on a serious note, so I'm like, what was there not another... It says here the California Endangered Species Act is designed to protect native species or subspecies of a bird, mammal, fish, amphibian, reptile, or plant. Apparently, there is no category for the bee to fish, to fit.
Yeah, or fish.
So why do they choose fish? I mean, I would have thought maybe bird.
Well, at least the flies, I suppose, right? Yeah. You know,
certainly not a reptile or a plant.
No.
But, well, anyway, it worked. So, according to a director of endangered species, says the court's decision now allows California to protect some of its most endangered pollinators, a step which will contribute to the resilience of the state's native ecosystems and farms.
Why didn't they just protect it under the heading of bee?
Well, then
they have to create a whole new category.
A whole new category for that, right? Just do what they're doing in Washington County, and I think Oakland County might do it. Aren't they doing They did a no mow May, right? Isn't that what some of these counties are doing?
They did. How did I miss that? Really?
Right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My parents live in
Ann Arbor, so they know they're from Washington County.
Right. So
really?
No mowing in May to help the bee populations. Yep.
So if the grass gets to be
too bad.
So long. Yeah. Right.
What a mess.
Well, write that down.
Yep. That's just one way. I think Oakland County is looking into that as well.
When Saginaw Township comes knocking at my door, I am protecting the bee
That's right.
population.
Well, with the price of gas, maybe people won't be mowing quite as often either.
That too. Couldn't fill up the tank.